Over 55,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year in the UK, with 1 in 8 women developing the cancer at some point in their lifetime. Despite a slight reduction in the number of breast cancer cases in the UK last year, greater focus is still needed to promote prevention and increase awareness. Breast Cancer Haven is a national charity dedicated to offering vital one-to-one support for those who've experienced cancer, whether that be firsthand or in a loved one. We spoke to Sarah and Lizzie from the charity's Yorkshire Centre to find out more about what they do and how they help those affected by breast cancer.
My name's Dr. Sarah Gardiner and I've been a patient at Breast Cancer Haven in the last 12 months.
And my name's Lizzie Philpott and I am a fundraiser at Breast Cancer Haven in Yorkshire. Breast Cancer Haven is a national charity with 5 centres across England, and we're very proud to have one here in Yorkshire. So we provide completely free support to anyone affected by breast cancer, and it's personalised support, so it's one-to-one therapies that includes counselling, nutritional advice, acupuncture. We do groups and classes as well, so we work in tandem with the NHS to provide as much support as possible. Just celebrated our 10th birthday in Yorkshire, so we are still relatively young compared to some other charities, but yeah, 10 years we've supported over 38,000 therapy appointments and 3,800 women and men here in Yorkshire. So we're really making a difference, but there's more we can do. I think kind of with Harrogate, what Sarah's doing an incredible job doing and what we would like to do more of is letting people know that although the centre itself is based in Leeds, we do get people, or anyone is welcome, you know, we do get people from right at the top of North Yorkshire, South Yorkshire, kind of all around the place. But yeah, Harrogate is so easy to get there, and we really want everyone in Harrogate, both women and men who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, to come and see us.
And I think because it's in central Leeds, you know, some ladies that have been diagnosed many, many years before, they're welcome also to drop in for a cup of tea or coffee, and they do, don't they?
The wonderful thing about this programme of support is that it's not time sensitive.
No.
So if someone has been diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago and they've finished all their treatment, but suddenly kind of feelings of anxiety, or they still have side effects from the diagnosis that they need to address, then we can support them. There is no time limit. Come and see us whenever you feel it's right for you, and that's the important thing, isn't it?
And God forbid if they had a secondary diagnosis, they're able to go through the programme again, aren't they?
We have specialist secondary support days, so as Sarah said, with our welcome days, where people who are new to our support can get together and talk and have different therapies, we do specialist secondary support as well, because the type of support that's needed is different and we recognise that, so we have a whole kind of a different approach to that.
It sounds extremely well thought through in terms of the services that you provide. And in terms of these events, so the dinner dance, they raise much needed funds to keep the service going.
Well, there's no government funding, is there, Nikki? So Breast Cancer Haven does rely, obviously, on the fundraising. And
so tell me about the dinner dance then.
Okay, so I'm organising a black and white with a hint of pink ball on February the 9th at Cedar Court Hotel in Harrogate. So it's £65 a ticket, and that includes a champagne reception, red carpet welcome, live entertainment, free course dinner, and half a bottle of wine per person, and it should be an amazing night. If I'm being honest, I always had the idea for years and years of organising a charity dinner dance with ladies being able to wear their wedding dresses. So it's for, obviously, the proceeds will go all to the Breast Cancer Haven in Leeds.
And I think, you know, when you look at the number of people in Yorkshire diagnosed with breast cancer, I think 4,600 people are diagnosed with breast cancer in a year in Yorkshire, and we need to continue to be here to support those people, and with the support of amazing people like Sarah, you know, that is definitely possible.
And I guess organising the ball, it's your way of saying thank you, isn't it?
Yeah, and from a selfish reason, it's bringing positivity out of negative. you know, things that I've been through.
And if anyone's hearing this and wants to know or wants to get more information on how they can get involved, how do they go about that?
Okay, so my email is Sarah with a H, S-A-R-A-H, E for Echo, and then gardener@yahoo.co.uk. So if they were able to email me on that, and then I'd be able to give them more information.
But anyone in Harrogate or surrounding areas who wants to talk or needs some support with a breast cancer diagnosis or knows someone who's been affected by breast cancer, please, please, please visit www.breastcancerhaven.org.uk, or you can ring us on 0113 284 7829.